Enhance learning networks, utilising training, celebration and an authentic conference experience to empower placement educators. We wanted to do a poster for the Learning Teaching Enhancement Centre Festival in order to share our project and practice and the findings from our project in case it's useful to other courses that also use placement as part of their course. We used bespoke training, celebration and an authentic conference experience alongside co-creation to empower local placement educators. Practice-based learning is a central component of the pre-registration physiotherapy course within the UK, and learners are required to complete 1,000 hours in order to become Health and Care Professions Council registered, so HCPC registered. Though the placement modules are part of the physiotherapy course, it is the placement educators that teach and assess learners in the practice area separate from the higher education institution. And as a result, it can be really difficult to standardise placement experience for learners separate from the university. Placement educators are absolutely vital to placement provision, placement success, and ensuring the future workforce of the NHS. But despite this, though educators can attend training, there's no standardised training available within the UK. This can lead to understandable differences in practice seen. This project aimed to help support educators, giving them training and development opportunities so they can feel confident in the placement experiences they provide, in their assessment and in their feedback. We wanted to explore the impact of four components of the project: a bespoke training package, celebration, using an authentic conference and using co-creation. We first targeted the bespoke training. It's the responsibility of universities to ensure quality within practice-based learning, even though it's delivered outside of the institution and by educators in practice. And one of the most common ways to do this is training. Though there are training programmes that exist, research shows that educator development needs to be tailored to specific educator needs and experiences. So we wanted to tailor this to our local educators. Prior to the project starting, we did a survey just to find out topics that would be of interest to educators and put on this training throughout the year. Our first training day was online in April, and the topic that we covered was delivering assessment and feedback on placement. We linked in with the Learning and Teaching Enhancement Centre to design and deliver this session so we could underpin this with pedagogical principles used in higher education, provide this theory and evidence base to our educators so they can use it within their practice. We then provided training on placement examples and allowed educators to bring their experience to the training. We got students to input into this training session, and a student came and also gave their experience. This was part one of the project. Part two of the project took place in June, and this included the celebration, conference and co-creation experience. We wanted to include celebration because we acknowledge that educators are facing increasing challenges out in practice, including increased numbers of learners, complex workloads and complex priorities. And there's an under-recognition of their vital role. We allowed our learners to nominate educators who had shown particularly good practice, and we spent time during this day celebrating, applauding, handing out certificates and feeding this back to educators. We wanted to have a conference experience to allow our learners opportunity to develop professional skills as part of the project. Several of the learners came to present some of their level 6 work as posters, and there was networking opportunities and opportunities for learners to showcase their work to educators, academics and other students, as well as strengthening their network ties. We also included two workshops as part of the day and wanted to integrate co-creation. We acknowledge that co-creation is used within higher education and has a host of positive outcomes within the research. We thought this would be interesting to implement with our local stakeholders, again, as lots of the learning takes place on placement. So we wanted to offer the opportunity to look at how co-creation pedagogy could be applied here. The overall aims of the project were to improve educator confidence in their assessment of students and giving feedback to students on placement, to improve learner experience whilst on placement, to develop learner professionalism skills, to celebrate good practice, and to strengthen ties between the university and local placements. The initial findings from part one of the project seem promising. Data was gathered through surveys, and key findings that came about included educators reporting increased confidence supporting learners on placement, increased confidence supporting learners with additional needs on placement, increased confidence giving feedback to learners, and educators feeling that their assessment is well standardised between learners. So this increased. Some of our outcomes and data will be more explored following our data analysis from part two of the project, which is ongoing. Additional benefits from the project found that 100% of the respondents found the online training was beneficial to their continued professional development, and 100% of respondents would recommend the training to a colleague. Overall, there were several limitations within our project, including a small sample size and high attrition with the survey responses. However, we feel it shows some exciting initial positive benefits to a project like this that could be explored further within the future.